Hi, good evening. Thanks for joining us for this week of the Hemingway's Summer Poetry Series. Thanks to White Whale and Anna for coordinating the event tonight. I've said it before, I'll say it every night that we do this, we could not have accomplished this season at all without the partnership of White Whale Bookstore. They really saved our season and created a new opportunity for how we do the series, which I'll get into in a second. So thank you so much to White Whale. And thank you to all of the readers tonight who are going to read. And Joan, my partner, I'm Joan's partner. Joan's not my partner, I'm Joan's partner. So tonight is a reading that I've really been looking forward to because this is a reading that, well, because of the pandemic, we had to lose our last season. And when we partnered with White Whale to do the series this year as a Zoom event series, it opened up an opportunity to invite writers that we couldn't normally have in together because of distance and travel costs. So tonight I think is a unique reading in that more of our readers are outside of the city of Pittsburgh tonight than are actually in the city, which I think is a unique moment for Hemingway's. And the pandemic has caused us a lot of problem and heartache, but it also has led to some creativity on all of our parts and opened up opportunities we might not have otherwise taken advantage of. So tonight is one of those. So thank you for joining us tonight in particular to host so many writers from outside the city. I'm excited about tonight. I don't know about you guys. I know a lot of the people who tune into the series and are regulars are also writers. My experience of the pandemic has been that I really haven't written anything. I don't even know that I would recognize a poem on the page if I started jotting down lines on a blank page at this point. I'm kind of at sea. So this series this year has really been an inspiration and encouragement and just such an important way to reconnect with this community for me personally. So thank you all for that, just for me. So tonight, as by way of introduction, I'm gonna read a poem by Gary Snyder. So trigger warning, beatnik language. So buckle up for that. This is called What You Should Know to Be a Poet. It's from Regarding Wayne. An excellent collection of Gary's. What You Should Know to Be a Poet. All you can about animals as persons. The names of trees and flowers and weeds. Names of stars and the movements of the planets and the moon. Your own six senses with a watchful and elegant mind. At least one kind of traditional magic, divination, astrology, the Book of Changes, the tarot, dreams. The illusory demons and illusory shining gods. Kiss the ass of the devil and eat shit. Fuck his horny barbed cock. Fuck the hag and all the celestial angels and maidens perfumed and golden. And then love the human. Wives, husbands, and friends. Children's games, comic books, bubblegum. The weirdness of television and advertising. Work, long dry hours of dull work, swallowed and accepted and lived with and finally loved. Exhaustion, hunger, rest. The wild freedom of the dance, ecstasy. Silent solitary illumination, ecstasy. Real danger, gambles, and the edge of death. Okay, so get your bingo cards ready. Let's see how many of our poets tonight tick those boxes for us. All right. Thank you all.